how they sell to the first book of Adam, Genesis, and chapter 32 and verse 54. And Jacob was left alone. There wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God, and with men hast prevailed." Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." He said, "Wherefore is it thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. As he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted from his thigh. Now in the book of Judges, if I can find the place. I think it is the 30th chapter. Chapter 13 of the book of Judges and verse 15. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, "I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee." The angel of the Lord said unto him, "Now, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. If thou offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord." And Noah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Noah said unto the angel of the Lord, "What is thy name? When thy saying come to pass, we may do not come." The angel of the Lord said unto him, "Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is?" And Noah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it on the rock under the Lord. The angel did wondrously. Noah and his wife put on, for it came to pass when the flame went up to heaven from off the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended the flame of the altar. And Noah and his wife put on it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Noah and his wife. Noah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. Now in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 11. And verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him, come unto me. all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest on yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I want to evolve today in a word that perhaps will be complimentary to what our brother has said, pursuing a different avenue in the matter. The greatness, the glory and wonder of a divine person must always bow our hearts. But it's another matter as to whether it really affects our walk in this world. And we have ventured to read you this passage in relation to Jacob. Because, you know, we've all got some of the elements of Jacob within his heart and hearts. Not one is exempt. We're all tarred with the same brush. And this remarkable occasion when Jacob met the Lord face to face. Never charmed the heart. This is done by. Because, you know, something very significant happened at this occasion. But it underlines for every one of us the absolute necessity of having personal obedience with the Lord. This is what I want to stress tonight, because it is most important. Everyone, young or old, those that enter into responsibilities, household wise or otherwise, it is most important that every one of us should have this personal dealing and experience with the Lord. And the angel of the Lord appeared to Jacob. We've read of how when he wrestled with him, he touched his eye. Why did he do that? Well, I'll tell you why, because Jacob was forever running away. And you know, lovely friends, with this mark in it, we are determined to run away from the most important issue that faces our Christian lives. I want to impress this upon our young brethren most particularly, the absolute necessity of facing the issues that the Lord raises with us on His holy word. Like many here, I've intended many Bible readings over, I suppose, almost 60 years. From the very earliest days of childhood, taken to Bible readings such as this. And increasingly over the years, one saw how it was necessary for the very issues that were raised in one's own heart to face them fearlessly before the Lord, and to have the matter settled. But like Jacob, that's oftentimes to avert the issue, to turn aside from the plain implications of the Word of God. You know, Mark's Gospel is marked in a rather remarkable way by young men who are always running very good examples of young men who run today. The one young man came running to the Lord, eager. He went. But at the end, you remember, our older friend will recall very clearly how, at the end of Mark's Gospel, there are two young men who stand fast, who are tested in the Lord to testify to a risen Christ. And it's my particular desire to receive the press for our younger brethren the importance of standing fast and facing issues, so that, like these two young men, I know they're angels, but the scripture speaks of them as two young men to stand fast in the testimony of the Lord. So, Jacob, having had this disciplinary governmental matter with the angel, wrestled with him, he said, "What is thy name?" You know, we should never be able to apprehend in our souls the greatness and glory of Christ if personal issues affecting ourselves are not set in person. He is the richest and divine wealth of the presiding Christ. Okay. Beyond this altogether, until the moral issue, the deep exercise of the heart, face. We never make any progress at all until this is done. So, my desire would be that a young person might face every question that the Lord brings to them, to the Word, so that they might be able to enter in the deep secrets of the Father concerning his destiny, fill, ravish our hearts. Of course, as it did with Jacob, you remember, at the end of his history, as the 11th chapter of Hebrews tells us, that they did not understand the question. By the true response on our part, give him his portion, responsive not only in affection, but to enter in, you see, when it speaks of worship, we can't worship unless we know something about a person. And the Lord gives less clothes, less more intelligently, fervently, we are able to worship. I'm not going to. I'm going to follow our left brother's example and exhortation. Very brief. I'll pass on to the passage we had in the book of Judges. Again, we have a script, the curtain, that Manoah and his wife, household, you see. This was together. Most important, you know, Jacob had a very bad kind of background. His mother, who has been important for mothers to realize this, his mother did not learn from God in the way Jacob did. She was a deceiver, and she was a thief. So poor Jacob had a very bad start. How important it is for the husband and wife to be the background, as I say, was David was dark. And you're wondering, you know, it had an impress on his family. What a disgraceful history it is in relation to his family. Until the moment arrived when the Lord, as I say, touched his thigh, so he no longer ran away, and he had this. Now with Manoah and his wife, there they were together in this matter. And the issue of it, you know, I know the history perhaps in detail is not very edifying, but as to the true issue, in principle, was this. that out of this exercise with the law, this person dealing with the law, came one who was the deliverer and in principle overcomer. This is what I want to speak of to you just for this brief moment. The importance of getting hold of this personal dealing with the Lord. Entering into the wonder of what He is in Himself, so that we might be true overcomers. I know this is a word that we've used over the years in the meetings, and perhaps it's become a term of theology. But listen. But you know, when it comes to Scripture, it's a very practical matter. No, it's not a question of mere terms at all. It is a very practical matter. And out of this exercise with Manoah and his wife became Samson, who became the deliverer, the overcomer in Israel, in this dark page of its history. Now today, there is a call for each one of us, in our households particularly, embarked by this feature. The world is pressing in upon all our lives in a most fearful way. Satan is rampant in all his power. Darkness, as we've been reminded, encroaching in every way. Oh, how we need everyone to be marked by true overcomers. The only way to have this really is to have this personal dealing day by day with the Lord. Every issue to be faced and settled. And to enter into the greatness of what this secret of His name. The glorious man, we've been reminded of how He is head over all things. God has made of that. How He is Lord. But as to practical matters, it is a great challenge to all of our hearts, where this is so in our respective households. Now I'm just going to very the 11th chapter, and again we have this statement made, no man knows the Father, but there he is presented with all his glory. The divine, eternal, glorious man, there he is before and this one who in all the, I think someone used the expression, the inscrutability of his eternal person. I used the expression the other day. I think, I don't know if it's a very happy one, but we use it. There he was, presented to them. And it seemed to be a closed door. The door seemed to be closed in the disciples' faces when he said that. But what does it say? The one who is so great and glorious, and the one beloved Savior of God, who invites you and I to be healed. With himself in the subjection that marked him as a lowly, dependent man, always totally cast upon his Father. This is the way for each one of us in our respective spheres, particularly in our food. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. This is the of successful, happy households in Christ. Ourselves held in the same listen to my yoke, my burden. May our hearts be less touched today and in the succeeding day to forgive us to see. That it's only in company with the Son of God, marked by the same features as himself in her independence, forsooth this careful word. Pleasure.